WUSA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. San Francisco police have arrested a Lyft rideshare driver as a suspected serial rapist. Investigators say Philando Vilches-Lazo intercepted women as they left nightclubs. His neighbor watched as police took Lazo from his house.
I knew something was up, but never in a million years would I have thought a four-time rapist would have been caught across the street.
The first alleged assault was in 2013 and the last this past June. A federal judge said yesterday that the government is making a good faith effort to reunite families that were separated at the border, even after dozens failed to be reunited with parents by last Tuesday's deadline. American Civil Liberties Union attorney Lee Gallert represented the separated families.
Very troubling for babies and toddlers to have been separated at all, much less for months and months.
He says he believes the United States government has the resources to get it done if they treat it as a priority in the way they did when they went out and tried to arrest everyone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow, how it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy one, get one free special if you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875. Use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone appears to be the unnamed individual in a new Russia probe indictment made public Friday, who is described as having communicated with Guccifer 2.0 in 2016. Stone seemed to agree with that sentiment last night during CNN's Cuomo primetime.
There's nothing in this indictment that shows collusion or coordination or conspiracy with Donald Trump.
The Mueller indictment, returned Friday by a federal grand jury, said a dozen Russian intelligence officers tried to hack Democrats and aides to candidate Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential race. In light of the latest round of indictments, Senator Mark Warner says he thinks President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin should be canceled.
Winging it isn't appropriate, particularly when you're dealing with someone like Vladimir Putin, who's been on the world stage for 20 years, former KGB agent. He will come in with his facts, with maps, and I'm afraid that actually the president could be taken advantage of.
The White House says the summit will go on as planned, and the president will address the issue with Putin. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A recent study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that one in three American adults are not getting the 7 hours of sleep they need. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Ann Wheaton, an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says first, set a regular sleep schedule. Then,
making sure your bedroom's dark, quiet, not too hot or too cold. Turning off or removing televisions, computers, mobile devices from the bedroom.
Also, avoid large meals and no caffeine at night.
If you don't get enough sleep over time, this can affect your risk for many chronic conditions, including hypertension, obesity and diabetes, cardiovascular disease.
I'm John Clemens.
Protesters in Scotland have brought in the blimp-like balloon called Baby Trump, which portrays the president's likeness wearing a diaper and carrying a cell phone. Max Wakefield is part of the team that brought the balloon to Edinburgh, while President Trump plays golf at one of its courses there.
We thought, Donald Trump is the world's biggest bully. And actually, deep down, all bullies are just insecure. That's why they're bullies in the first place. And so if we can mock him and ridicule him, that's almost certainly the best way to actually cut through to him and let him know that he's not welcome here.
The Thai hospital where 12 boys and their coach are recovering from 2 weeks trapped in a flooded cave has the first video of them since their rescue. The team is in good spirits, writing letters and flashing the victory sign. The group's one English speaker, 15-year-old Adal Samon, thanks those who saved him.
I am Adun. Now I am very fine. Thank you so much.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.